Dermatologin, your online portal for podcasts, dermatology, aesthetic medicine, and much more. From doctors for you. More information can be found at our website, www.derma-2-login.com/en. Allergic contact dermatitis and irritant contact dermatitis. The clinical presentations of eczema or dermatitis are commonly encountered in dermatology. In this lesson, we will discuss the definition, the characteristic clinical course of eczema, as well as two important entities, allergic and irritant contact dermatitis. Eczema or dermatitis is defined as an acute to chronic, non-infectious, local inflammatory reaction of the skin. If a noxious agent penetrates the stratum corneum of the epidermis, it can lead to a local inflammatory reaction either via intrinsic inflammatory effects or by activation of the body's immune system. Dermatitis is an umbrella term for various entities such as allergic, irritant, atopic, seborrheic, nummular, or stasis dermatitis. Acute eczema goes through different stages that occur in chronological order. Initially, the erythematous stage produces reddening of the affected area with edema. In the vesicular stage, fluid-filled blisters develop, followed by the weeping stage, in which the vesicles burst and the eczema becomes moist. In the scabbing stage, the contents of the vesicles dry and form a dry crust, which begins to flake off in the so-called squamous stage. In the scabbing stage, the contents of the vesicles dry and form a crust, which begins to flake off in the so-called squamous stage. Here is a quick review of the stages of acute eczema in the order in which they occur. First comes the erythematous stage, followed by the vesicular, weeping, scabbing, and lastly the squamous stage. The appearance of the skin can thus be used to draw conclusions about the current state of the dermatitis. If the noxious agent causing the dermatitis continues to act upon the skin, a chronification occurs. The chronic stage is characterized by the simultaneous occurrence of the aforementioned stages. There are blisters, crusts, scales, and erythema all at the same time. In addition, excoriations, lichenification, and inflamed papules may present. Histologically, the acute stage is characterized by spongiosis, a loosening of the epidermis with intraepidermal edema, allowing for the buildup of inflammatory mediators. In the chronic stage, acanthosis, para, and hyperkeratosis predominate. Both in the acute and the chronic form of dermatitis, intradermal lymphocytic infiltration occurs. Let us now move on to contact dermatitis, also known as contact eczema. We will discuss two forms, allergic contact dermatitis and irritant or toxic contact dermatitis. In general, both forms of contact dermatitis are caused by direct contact between the skin and a non-infectious, exogenous, noxious agent. In allergic contact dermatitis, the inflammation is caused by a type 4 delayed hypersensitivity reaction, which we will discuss later. In irritant contact dermatitis, the skin is directly damaged by the noxious agent. Both forms show the previously discussed successive stages of inflammation. Let us now turn to the type 4 mediated immune response of allergic contact dermatitis. During the induction phase, the antigens penetrate the skin and are absorbed by Langerhans cells to be transported into lymph nodes. Specific sensitized T lymphocytes against this particular antigen are then formed within the lymph node. Once an individual is sensitized to an allergen, subsequent contact with the same substance can trigger a reaction, commonly known as a memory response. The typical stages of eczema develop not only at the contact site, but also in the vicinity of the contact site, as a result of hematogenic and lymphogenic distribution of the allergen. Allergic contact dermatitis is not strictly delineated. There are some predisposing factors for allergic contact dermatitis to be aware of. These include skin barrier disorders like atopy, chronic skin damage caused by aggressively degreasing skincare products, dehydrated atrophic skin as seen in old age, or a genetic predisposition. At the same time, various allergens have qualities that increase their chances of causing dermatitis, such as high solubility, high sensitization potential, or prolonged and repetitive skin contact. Clinically, there is an inflammatory reaction at and around the site of contact with the noxious agent, causing severe itching in all affected areas. Differential diagnoses may include other forms of dermatitis, such as toxic or atopic, the initial stage of erysipelas, mycosis, Bowen's disease, or Paget's disease. The recommended treatment is avoidance of the offending agent, topical therapy with glucocorticoids, and antihistamines to combat itching. Let's switch gears to toxic or irritant contact dermatitis. This is a non-immunological inflammatory reaction of the skin caused by direct chemical, physical, or thermal damage to the skin. The most common irritant contact dermatitis is a hand dermatitis known as housewife's eczema. It can occur acutely after exposure to a strong noxious agent, or chronically through cumulative contact with a subnoxious substance. What sets it apart is the lack of a sensitization phase, and here too, the skin barrier plays an important role. We can divide noxious agents into acutely toxic and low toxicity substances. Acutely toxic means that the substance leads to an acute inflammatory reaction in every person, as seen with acids or bases, for example. Mildly toxic substances only lead to a reaction after repeated contact and if the skin barrier is already damaged. In addition to the typical stages of eczema, necroses, bullae, and scars can form. In contrast to allergic contact dermatitis, there is a sharp delineation of the contact site without a further dissemination of the rash. Instead of itching, patients tend to experience pain and burning sensations. To help in the diagnosis of irritant contact dermatitis, the nitrazine yellow indicator test can be used. This checks the barrier function of the stratum corneum of the skin. A nitrazine yellow solution is applied to the damaged skin, and after 30 seconds, the color is evaluated. If the color changes from yellow to blue, it is indicative of the reduced function of the skin barrier. If the color remains yellow, however, this indicates normal barrier function. The recommended treatment begins with absolute avoidance of exposure to the offending agent, as well as topical therapy with glucocorticoids and general care products. Antihistamines can be taken for itching, and analgesics such as NSAIDs for pain. Now that we've reached the end of the lesson, let's summarize all the important facts we've covered thus far. Eczema, or dermatitis, is a non-infectious inflammatory reaction of the skin with five successive stages: the erythematous, vesicular, weeping, scabbing, and squamous stage. In the acute form, the stages appear in succession, whereas in the chronic form, different stages can appear simultaneously. Finally, let's review the crucial clinical distinction between allergic and toxic contact dermatitis. In allergic contact dermatitis, an initial sensitization phase is followed by a localized reaction along with scattered rashes and itching. It is defined as a type 4 delayed hypersensitivity reaction. Toxic contact dermatitis, on the other hand, causes a sharply delineated reaction confined to the area of skin that came into contact with the trigger substance. Dermatitis is treated with glucocorticoids and, if necessary, antihistamines and other general care measures. That was the podcast from DermatoLogIn. We're looking forward to seeing you at our next podcast and at our courses online or in person. For dates of current and future courses, as well as more information, head to our website, www.derma-2-login.com/en.